Thank you, Mr. Vice President. And I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the Nordic Baltic countries, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, Iceland, Latvia, Norway, Sweden, and my own country, Lithuania. We thank the Special Rapporteur for his report on access to funding and peaceful protests during crisis, and express our full support for the renewal of his mandate this session. Unfortunately, peaceful protests too often are met with repression, including the unlawful use of force, arbitrary arrests, torture, and enforced disappearances. Instances in which governments manipulate digital technologies to deprive individuals of their ability to participate in collective action are also deeply concerning. We strongly believe that states must take every opportunity to support diversity of civil society participation, including by ensuring that domestic provisions on registration, funding, reporting, and other activities are in compliance with international human rights law and are not misused to hinder the work or endanger the safety of civil society actors. We express our full support and solidarity with those who dare to protest in spite of the obvious risks to their life and well-being. We call for accountability for all human rights violations and abuses in the context of peaceful assembly and association. Mr. Special Rapporteur, how may we better support and protect human rights defenders and civil society actors who are targeted by the legislation that unduly restricts their work and are judicially harassed in their own countries? I thank you.